Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum. Celebrate the opening of I Saw It, Francisco de Goya Printmaker, with an evening of live music, art making, live model drawing, tours, and more. Saturday, April 20th from 4 to 6:30 p.m. Info at nortonsimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
It's Wednesday, August 10th. I'm Nick Roman with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPECC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. Due for arraignment in Downey this afternoon is a man that authorities say gunned down an off-duty Monterey Park police officer Monday afternoon. LA County District Attorney George Gascon says 20-year-old Carlos Del Cid will be charged with murder. He's accused in the shooting death of 26-year-old rookie officer Gardiel Solario in a gym parking lot in Downey. Solario had been on the job for less than 3 weeks.
Officer Solario was just starting his career in law enforcement. It was a rising star who took pride in serving our community when he was tragically murdered.
That's DA Gascon about 90 minutes ago at a news conference in downtown L.A. Del Cid was arrested Monday night, about 6 hours after the killing. The DA says Del Cid approached Solario and tried to rob him. He says Solario backed his car away, and Gascon says that's when Del Cid began shooting. Police also arrested a 17-year-old accused of being the getaway driver. Authorities have not provided a name or the charges that person will face. Probation Department staff at LA County Juvenile Halls were supposed to quit using pepper spray nearly 2 years ago. Turns out, they're still using it. KPECC's Emily Elena Dugdale has our story.
Augustin Herrera says he's lost count of the number of times he was pepper sprayed while incarcerated in juvenile halls and camps, but he says he'll never forget how it felt.
It just immediately felt like itching, and it just like was burning. It was like to a point where I kind of wanted to claw my eyes for a second.
The Board of Supervisors voted back in 2019 to ban pepper spray in juvenile halls, but kids have been sprayed hundreds of times since last June, according to probation records.
Progress is frankly limited at this point.
Chief Deputy Probation Officer Adam Bettino told the department's Oversight Commission in June that he needs more funding before he can stop using spray. He says he needs the money for training and to hire enough additional staff to maintain security and expand mental health support. Bettino says a lot of probation officers have quit or are calling in sick to protest what they say are unsafe working conditions. Covering criminal justice, I'm Emily Elena Dugdale.
Governor Gavin Newsom has nominated State Supreme Court Associate Justice Patricia Guerrero to be the court's next Chief Justice. Once she's confirmed, she'll take over for retiring Chief Justice Tani Cantil Sakaue. Guerrero joined the California Supreme Court in March, its first Latina justice. Years of research show there are proven ways to identify and help students with dyslexia learn how to read. KPECC's Mariana Dale has been looking into what works, and here's some of what she's found.
Rebecca Gottlieb is a researcher at UCLA's Center for Dyslexia, Diverse Learners, and Social Justice. She shows me some of the activities they're introducing to struggling readers at local schools as part of a federal study. One is a stack of cards with colorful images.
You use the pictures to cue the students to come up with the many interesting meanings that a word can have.
For example, the word chop.
Waves could be choppy. You can chop vegetables. You can have chopsticks.
Gottlieb says when students learn these multiple meanings, seeing a word in an unfamiliar sentence is less likely to disrupt their reading. Covering early childhood, I'm Mariana Dale.
Mariana's story is part of the KPECC education team series on dyslexia. She'll be back at 4:44 with another story, and we have more still at LAist.com. Not long ago, the LA City Council passed an ordinance that calls for a $25 an hour minimum wage for healthcare workers at private hospitals and clinics in the city. Well, now there's a petition in circulation to repeal it. It says it's not fair to exclude healthcare workers at public hospitals and clinics from the minimum wage hike. But the SEIU UHW, that's the Union for Healthcare Workers, says that's misleading. The union's Renee Saldana says signature gatherers don't say they want to overturn the new minimum wage.
They will have signs that say, like, fair wage for all healthcare workers in Los Angeles, raise the wage for all healthcare workers, support healthcare workers, raise wages. It's interesting because some of the messaging has even been very similar to the messaging in favor of the $25 minimum wage.
The union's Renee Saldana says some voters who signed the petition want to withdraw their signatures, and she says they've submitted more than 1,000 signature withdrawal forms to the LA City Clerk. The group behind the minimum wage ordinance repeal says it's been open about its efforts. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Join us next time for another LA Report.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people.
Support comes from Ciclavia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclavia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclavia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over LA. Details at www.ciclavia.org.